My Son Hunter Hashtag Meme Hunter Contest Winners by Breitbart News on September 15, 2022. It was a well-fought battle of creativity with tinges of the inappropriate along with healthy doses of political incorrectness, a woke nightmare if you will. But the competition has ended, and the victors shall be named in the My Son Hunter Meme Contest. Not that many followed the rules. In fact, so many didn't that we had to let creativity and originality be the deciding factors. So, if you entered the competition and see that a winner did not follow the rules to a T, please file a complaint with I have too much time on my hands at Breitbart.com. To remind people of the rules that so many didn't follow, here they are. The rules. Use the image above and decorate slash deface slash enhance slash reimagine it however you like. Believe it or not, some didn't use the image at all. That being said, there was plenty of defacing by those who did. The only requirement is the website mysonhunter.com must be somewhere in the meme. This is where many fell short. Tweet or truth it with the hashtags hashtag memehunter hashtag mysonhunter before Wednesday, September 14, 5 p.m. PT, most people respected this. Five winners will be chosen. This is about to happen. Each will receive a free shirt. This hasn't happened yet, but we assure you it will. All five will be featured on Breitbart.com. This is literally just about to happen. Just read a little bit more. Just scroll down like an inch. 1 inch later. These are listed in no particular order. So none of you five winners have ultimate bragging rights, so everybody put it away. Direct from Truth Social, congratulations to John Cover, if that's really your name, aka at Pop Memes. Capturing perhaps the most iconic cultural moment in recent history. At Pop Memes's entry also managed to capture the underlying self-loathing of Hunter Biden by depicting the fictional Hunter smacking the SHT out of the real Hunter. Not to be outdone, and weighing in with a paltry but strong 126 Twitter followers, Florida native at FL_native21 surfed his way to a Free My Son Hunter t-shirt with a very detailed entry below. So much eye candy, but the Burisma logo was an extra lovely detail that caught our eye. Our next winner also comes from Twitter. At TheDailyGripe_, not unlike at Pop Memes above, decided to abandon rule number one, which only asked contestants to include mysonhunter.com on the meme itself. Both at TheDailyGripe_ and his brother at Pop Memes showed blatant disregard for the rules, while showing flagrant regard for their respective self-promotion by placing their own branding on their memes. Now, given all that, the creativity shown eclipses all of the aforementioned. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. This picture is worth 1,001. Well done, and look for you metal t-shirt coming soon. Once again, if you entered this contest and are upset that there was a winner who didn't follow the rules, you can file a complaint at identify as an aggrieved liberal at Breitbart.com. Moving back to Truth Social. We found ourselves moved and feeling somewhat vulnerable after viewing at Gnome_Sane's stirring Shakespearean portrayal of a very red hunter usurping his father at the podium in a hellscape that would be too hellish to view at all. If not for the two, let's be careful here, sex-working Marines flanking him. It wasn't lost on us that they were in sharp focus, while Hunter's face is seemingly out of focus. It's pretty clear what's on this competitor's mind. Be that as it may. Not only did it Gnome_Sane follow all the rules, he even added one of the film's taglines at the top. That in of itself is t-shirt worthy. Only one winner left. But before we show you the final entry, remember to check out the movie this weekend at mysonhunter.com. It's Driving the Left Nuts, which brings us great joy. To understand why we selected the final winner, one must understand that we believe this contestant is a true Breitbart reader based on the choice of imagery. Let us give you some more background. Through our extensive coverage of the best-selling investigative expose Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win by Breitbart senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, Breitbart editorial staff often used a photo of China's dictator Xi Jinping toasting his Chinese Communist Party comrades, which in the case below is 20 Republicans. Please note the center photo. It would be tempting to check out column 2, row 3. But let's keep our eye on the prize. In this case, a winning spot for at the People's Cube whose work below was courageous in that it said, I read Breitbart. Breitbart gives out t-shirts. If I show Breitbart that I read Breitbart, I might get a t-shirt. That level of sycophancy is something we respond very well to here at Breitbart. At the People's Cube, it worked. The t-shirt is on the way. Congratulations to all the winners. We will reach out to you via social media to get your shirt sizes and mailing addresses. If anyone objects to any of our choices, please feel free to file a complaint to ineedtogetalifebadly@breitbart.com. Don't forget to check out Breitbart's first movie release, My Son Hunter, directed by Robert Davi and produced by the Unreported Story Society. Go to mysonhunter.com to stream or download the movie. Watch the trailer.